Hello, welcome to another message titled Renew Your Strength. So just a few days ago, the Lord spoke to me and said, some people renew their strength monthly, but Christians do not know that they need to renew their strength daily. So that was what he said to me. So the anointing needs to be renewed daily. The presence of God needs to be renewed daily. You know, the mercies of God are new every day. So that's how it works. That was why Jesus was constantly in the presence of God, and the same thing with the apostles too and Paul. So that's how the anointing works. You cannot take the anointing and bottle it like what idol worshippers do. That's what you do to demons, or you do that with demons. That's how idol worship works. But with God, every day you need to renew the anointing, and the anointing or the presence of God flows from the throne of grace where Jesus Christ is. And Jesus Christ, in fact, is the power of God. He is the glory of God. He is the love of God, the mercy of God, the life of God. So it's actually Jesus that we're seeking when we're seeking the anointing or the power or the presence of God or the fire of God. Jesus himself is fire. So that's actually what you need to know. So this glory of God, Jesus is the glory of God. He's also the grace of God. We need to constantly put on the glory of God, the fire of God. So that's what the Lord was talking to me about. I said, Christians do not know that they need to renew the presence of God every day. They need to renew their strength. The strength is the presence of God every day. So a lot of Christians don't know this, or they know it, but you know, they're just too lazy, spiritually lazy, or you know, too lukewarm to even care, or maybe their prayers are even lukewarm prayers. But if you want to walk right with God, if you want to experience the best of God, if you want to live the fullness of life in the Spirit, then you need to constantly renew the anointing. You need to renew your strength every day. Now, Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So this is the scripture saying it. So you need to wait upon the Lord. That is how you renew your strength. The scripture has answered this question for you. Sometimes the Lord gives revelations, even, you know, like he gave me these revelations even before I knew the scripture. But when you're reading the scripture, you still find out that the Lord has answers even from the scriptures for everything. When you wait upon the Lord, when you seek his face, because the Lord constantly emphasized that to me several times. So that was how I began to study and master the art of waiting upon the Lord and seeking his face. And you can see it here, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So now this waiting upon the Lord is just the same thing as seeking his face, because you're waiting upon the Lord for his face, for his glory. Now this is face is his glory, and that's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the face of God. He is the visible likeness of the invincible God. He is the God that you can experience. You can experience him spiritually. You can touch him and feel him spiritually. He's tangible spiritually. The anointing is tangible. And you know, sometimes when the anointing comes upon you, feel it. A lot of times I feel the presence of God. When the presence of God comes upon me, I know exactly how it feels. There are certain sensations, certain things happening in your body that will make you know that Jesus is present, that the presence of God is upon you. So you need to seek Jesus like a precious jewel. So that's what the scripture says. It says, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. So when the presence of God is upon you, you're not going to be, you know, weary or faint, or you know, just be tired in the presence of God, or you know, tired with the things of God. No, you won't be weary, you won't be tired, you will not be spiritually weak. They shall walk and not faint. So that's it. You walk, you have strength, you will not faint, and you will defeat your enemies. Your enemies will run away from you. So your focus should always be on the Lord, waiting upon the Lord, renewing that your strength every day. Because if your focus is on problems, right, you're not even going to know that you need to renew your strength, the presence of God in you every day. So that's what you should crave. You should crave for the living water. You should constantly pant and yearn and thirst for the living water, for the presence of God, for Jesus. When Jesus is constantly with you, that was how Jesus lived his life. He knew that secret. That was why he wasn't going all over the workplace, being obsessed with problems or thinking about things that he shouldn't think about. He had focus. He focused on the right thing, and because he focused on the right thing constantly, the presence of God was with him, and he was able to be effective. He was providing solutions to problems. You become an effective human being when you have mastered the art of meeting people's needs and solving problems. That's how you should be. That's what God created you to be, and you become relevant. And God wants everyone to be relevant. Now, if you have this presence of God, you will not only be relevant to yourself, you know, like sustaining yourself, fulfilling your destiny, you know, just living a fulfilled life. You won't only do that for yourself, you also help other people. You also impart grace upon other people and help them to fulfill their destinies. Psalm 37:4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." So, the desires of your heart now. So, we're gonna put number one desire of your heart to be the presence of God. That's what it should be, your number one desire. That should be the sole desire of your heart. If Christ and the presence of God becomes the sole desire of your heart, all other desires will be, you know, secondary, and they will fade away, because once that desire is fulfilled, the overriding desire, the presence of God, the fire of God, once that one is fulfilled, all the other ones will just be easily fulfilled, because once that fire is of God is upon you, is that fire of God that will be attracting good things to your life and be defeating your enemies for you. So know what is what. But when you're constantly all about problems and solving your problems, that's why Jesus said, do not be like the pagans that are always seeking after mammon, that you cannot serve God and mammon. Because once their eyes are on that mammon, that's what they do. They don't see God, they don't seek the presence of God. You see how it works now? They cannot, because that's all they're after, solving their problems. And as long as they're doing that, they go into idol worship. They will do anything whatsoever to solve those problems. But once your eyes are fixed on the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and remember that Jesus Christ Himself said that the kingdom of God is within you, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now, this presence of God we're talking about, that is the kingdom of God that is within you. That even Jesus said it, ye are gods. So He knows what He was talking about. Once that presence of God has filled you up, covered you up everywhere, all around you, is upon you, you be like a god. You will not be a god, but you'll be like a god, because God Himself is living in you, and through you, God is going to be meeting the needs of men. So that's how He wants it to be. So your focus should be on that presence of God, that kingdom of God that is supposed to be within you. That's the presence of God. So once your focus is that way, you're going to be effective. So that is how you should live your life if you don't want to live like a pagan. So the focus should always be the presence of God. The focus shouldn't be problem, 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 problem solving. So once your focus is that way, that right focus that you're supposed to have, you won't have it. But if your focus is the kingdom of God and His righteousness, you're seeking the presence of God, you're walking in the Spirit, walking in His ways, obeying His commandments, just living the life you're supposed to live, then all those other ones, He said it, all other ones will be added unto you. So that presence of God, that kingdom of God that is now within you, all around you, will now be attracting those all other things to you. Automatically, all those other things are going to be added onto you, because it's God that does it. You don't have the power to do that for yourself. So that is why you should depend on God absolutely, 100% surrender to God, yield to Him, and just let the flesh be under, because the flesh will always lead you into idol worship and glorifying self. That's just what the self knows how to do. So next one now is, may you be strengthened with might in the inner man. That's from the scriptures too. So you need that might or that strength in the inner man. You need it. So some people don't tell you you need it, you need it. That's the reason that you're weak. Anytime you're weak, anytime you're having bad dreams, anytime you're having nightmares, whatever is going wrong in your life, just know that you need more strength and more might in the inner man. And that strength and might is the glory of God, is the fire of God, is the presence of God, is the anointing of God. That's what you need. You just need that to increase in you and be all over you, and you need it every day, because the title of this message is renewing your strength every day. That was what the Lord said to me, that Christians don't know that they need to renew their strength every day. So Some things are symptoms. So when those kind of things are happening, you just see them as symptoms, symptoms of the absence of God. You know, God speaks to us in codes, and there's a way that God speaks to us even in the dream. Certain things happening to you in the dream, you know that you're kind of naked or empty of the presence of God. Like when you're eating in the dream, certain things happening to you in the dream, or when you see yourself unclothed or naked, or you're putting on black garments, or you know, things like that. They're just kind of symbols, they're codes. They're just to show you that you need the presence of God, that you don't have the presence of God, or that the presence of God in you is very little. That's why that thing you're eating is the opposite of the presence of God. So that's why you need the, God is just trying to show you what your problem is. You need the presence of God. Once the presence of God has filled you up, is in use constantly in your aura, those kind of dreams you're not going to be having, you will see the Lord Himself, you know, clothing you with glory. That's what you're going to see. You'll see the Lord Himself clothing you with glory. You will know that the glory of God is, you won't see yourself naked, and you will not see yourself eating food in the dream. Why? Because your being is filled up with the glory of God. Your being is filled up with the presence of God. So that inner hunger that is now making you to eat something that is not the presence of God won't be there. So it's just a way of talking to you. Sometimes dreams are ways that God is trying to show you something. So it's not something you see and then you'll be perplexed and you don't even know what the solution is. I eat in the gym, I eat in the gym, and then you're scared. No, it's for you to know you that you need more of the presence of God. Once you have that presence of God filling you up all around you, you will not eat in the dream, because there will be no need for you to eat in the dream. The Lord Himself will become your food and your strength. That's it. So you now know that you're filled up, and you know you're no longer empty or hungry. You know, because when you're hungry spiritually, the Lord is trying to let you know that there's something in you that is still empty. That's why you're hungry and eating that thing. But you need to change your hunger to the right hunger. That's trying to tell you that you're empty. So if you can now get hungry for the right thing, that hunger, that thirst, and that desire, God is going to meet it. And how He's going to meet it is He's going to crown you with His glory. And when you're crowned with that glory, then that false hunger, that other kind of demonic hunger that is making you eat another presence that is not the presence of God, will be neutralized completely. It's just like people that see themselves taking blood transfusion in the dream. All those things are just symbols. You need the blood of Jesus, and this fire of God is the blood of Jesus. So it's just showing you that you need something. That thing that you need is the presence of God, or the fire of God, or the glory of God. That's what you need. Or the blood of Jesus, the blood of God Himself. That's what you need. And that is the life that is gonna fill you up. Once that fills you up, you're not gonna be having all those strange dreams. So that's what you should know. You need more of the glory of God. You cannot do without the glory of God. And you need this glory of God every day. So remember that Jesus Christ Himself said that a servant, when he's fully trained, will be like the master. So it is possible. So when you're fully trained in the ways of God, you know, when you're fully trained on how to walk in the Spirit, how to be led by the Holy Spirit, how to please God, how to pray, how to be steadfast in prayer, when you're fully trained and you're actually willing and obedient and you're doing all those things, then you see that you be like the master. That's what Jesus said. Every word that comes out of the mouth of God, I believe, and you should also believe. So Jesus will not tell you something if it is not possible. So it is possible for you to be like the master when you are fully trained. So just know that. So your focus should be on being fully trained and being submissive. Once you are that way, then you are going to be experiencing that glory of God every day. It's not you experience today, maybe in 2 months' time. No. Every day you're going to know how to experience the glory of God. So you'll be renewing that your strength every day. That's God's way for you. That's what God wants for you. John 7:38 says, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." So that's what God wants for you. The scripture is very clear about this. So God wants that living water to flow out of your heart and saturate you, not just be there in you know, in a minimal dimension or quantity. No. So just let that glory grow in you, fill you up, and be all around you. John 4:10 says, Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you the living water." That was what Jesus said to the Samaritan woman. So that's the gift of God. It is free. You don't pay for it. So it is just your ability to ask, to desire, and to yearn, to know that that's the only desire that makes sense. Yes, you should have other desires, but that desire should be your primary desire. Once that is a primary desire, all other desires are going to be easily met, as long as that primary desire is top in your list. Revelation 22:17 says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, 'Come,' and let him who hears say, 'Come,' and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely." So you need to desire. That's it. Whoever desires, whoever yearns, whoever thirsts, whoever is hungry. So you need to be, that's why I said, you need to be hungry. So when you see yourself hungry in the dream, eating something else, it just shows that you're not hungry for the right thing. You need to be hungry. As long as you're hungry, God is going to meet your hunger. And when you're hungry and thirsty, that means you are in the presence of God. If you claim to be hungry and thirsty and you're not in the presence of God, seeking the face of God, seeking to be constantly filled with the Holy Spirit, then you're not yet hungry, because the right hunger is the hunger that is going to lead you into the presence of God, to be constantly waiting upon the Lord, seeking his face the way that Jesus did. So as long as you're doing that, then God is going to be filling you up with his own glory. He's going to make it. In fact, as I was talking, I just recalled once that the glory of God came upon me. It was a cloud, and the Lord gave me the cloud to eat. I ate the cloud and began to speak in tongues. Now, that was the glory of God that I ate. That was the presence of God. I was in a trance. That was a spiritual experience. That's why I said the glory of God is tangible. The presence of God is tangible. It can be in any form. It can be in form of fire. It can be, sometimes it's in form of fire that the Lord shows it to me. Sometimes it'll be in form of cloud. It can be in the form that God wants you to see it, but mostly it's in the form of cloud or fire. Revelation 21:6 says, "And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts.'" The same thing, freely to him who thirsts. That's the same thing. You need to thirst for the living water of life. That's how you renew your strength every day, because the topic is about renewing your strength every day. You need to thirst. You need to be in the presence of God. You need to delight in the Lord always, rejoicing him, praise him, thank him. Just be in the place of fellowship and worship and praise and thanksgiving, you know, confessing the word of God, offering your petitions to God. So apply all prayers, not just one kind of prayer. So just learn how to be in the presence of God. Master the art of waiting upon the Lord and seeking his face. Revelation 22:1 says, "And he showed me a pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb." So that is where that pure river comes from. That pure river is the water of life, the pure river of the water of life. That's the glory of God. That's where it comes from, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. So can you see where that glory of God comes from? It comes from heaven. That's, it's so holy. So that glory of God is not what you take and bottle inside a bottle of oil or bottle of water or bottle inside or put inside handkerchief. You cannot capture the glory of God and lock it up anywhere. That's idol worship, and that's an insult to God. For you to even have that kind of mentality shows that you don't even know God. What you know is idols. What you know is the old way of life. You have not known the new way of life. The new way of life in the spirit is of the spirit. God is spirit, and you need to worship him in spirit and in truth. He has his own ways. So study the ways of God and worship God that way. Worship God the way that Jesus worshiped God. Worship God the way that Paul worshiped God. Do not devise your own technique. Once you devise your own technique, it's not God you're worshiping, because you have gone outside the law. You have gone outside the word of God. So that's how you should see God. Revelation 7:17 says, "For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe every tear away from their eyes." So living fountains of water of life, that is still the Lamb himself, that's Jesus Christ, who is in the midst of the throne. That's where he will lead us into. So he wants to lead you into that presence of God. That's where he wants you to be. He wants you to dwell in his glory. What he exists for. That's who he is to us. So if you're not taking advantage of this opportunity, you're not pleasing God, because God wants you to renew your strength every day. God wants you to experience these living fountains of water, the water of life every day. If you're not, that's your strength. If you're not putting on this presence of God every day, this fire of God, this glory of God every day, you are not pleasing God. And the reason you're not pleasing God is that you're not going to be protected and you're going to be having problems. And God does not want you to be unprotected. God doesn't also want you to be having problems. A lot of the problems that we have, God has solutions for them, but we have refused his solutions. We are the ones that have rejected those solutions. So that's why God is not happy, because he knows that you're not living at the level that he wants you to live in. He knows that you're not living in the fullness of life. And when you're not living in the fullness of life, it's going to be attacks and, you know, bad things happening that shouldn't happen to you. That's why God is not happy. God wants you to taste and experience the best of him. That's why Jesus came. Jesus has already died so that you can experience the best of God. So, you know, you need to tap into what Christ has done. When the glory of God is upon you, it is that fire that will resurrect every dead thing in your life and destroy the root of your problem. So that's it. When this glory of God or this fire of God is all around you, every dead thing in your life will be resurrected. And even your problem, that fire of God will go to the root of your problem and destroy whatever it is. However that bad thing came into your life, God knows the root, and it is that fire of God that will destroy the problem from the root. Once that problem has been destroyed from the root, it's not going to disturb you again. The fire of God will go to the foundation of your life and burn out every evil thing or every idol planted in you to cause you constant harm. That this is what the devil does through his agents, but God himself knows their secrets. So he will go to the foundation of your life, to the foundation of your family, to whatever foundation God needs to go into, he will go there. And that evil plantation, everything that is evil that has been planted into you, God will neutralize it, destroy it, cleanse you, and decorate you with his own glory. Once your aura is clean, once you're clean from inside out, you're not going to be having problems. And whoever is planting it, because God can destroy it, and the person who is doing it will plant another one. That's what happens. If you're a prophet, you'll be able to see these things happening in the spirit world. And the Lord has shown me what people do, how people can be evil. So that's why there are some pharaohs that do that. God will destroy that one, they will put another one. So ultimately, God will have to deal with that human, that pharaoh, that has decided that you will never have peace. That way, the problem will not have a permanent solution. It will come to a permanent end. Unfortunately, some human beings have decided to be evil and to work with the devil. It's just very unfortunate, but you're not going to be anybody's prey. God will deliver you from anyone that is after your life. So just focus on renewing your strength every day. It is God himself that will go in the spirit world and be fighting for you. He is the one who knows what is happening there, and he will neutralize your problems from the root. However, whoever, he knows how he's going to bring that problem to an end. Romans 12:12 says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. So just keep rejoicing. Keep rejoicing in the hope, in your expectation of what God is going to do. You keep rejoicing, be patient in tribulation. So you need patience, persistence, and perseverance. So as you're having those tribulations and you're waiting upon the Lord, be patient. God is gonna do so. Just learn how to be patient and keep waiting upon the Lord and not give up. And then be steadfast in prayer. So God is encouraging you to be steadfast in prayer. Just keep praying, keep waiting upon the Lord, keep seeking his face. He is the one that is gonna crown you with glory. And when you get to that place where you're constantly always experiencing the glory of God on a daily basis, you have mastered the art of renewing the presence of God on a daily basis, you're going to be constantly victorious, because now you're going to be like a master. Jesus wants you to be like him. He wants you to be like a master, and he's the one that will make you a master. You'll be able to have dominion here over the forces of darkness on this earth. You can rule on this earth. You can be like a prince here on this earth. That's what God wants you to be. He wants you to be a prince. He wants you to be a princess. So once you learn how to walk with God, once you learn how to walk in the spirit, you're going to be constantly victorious, and then you're going to be renewing your strength every day. That's God's will for you. He wants you to clothe yourself in the presence of God daily. That's His will for you. So I'm going to pray for you now. I pray that the Lord Himself clothes you with glory and strength. May He teach you His secrets. May God make you complete through the blood of Jesus Christ. May He be the glory and lifter of your head. May the Lord Himself be your strong tower. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a good day. Amen. Blessed. Bye.